Capitol building on Wednesday. President Trump says he won't be attending the inauguration.
It's tradition for outgoing presidents to attend inaugurations, but President Trump says he's not going. He made the announcement on Twitter. Trump will be the fourth president to skip a successor's inauguration, along with John Adams, John Quincy Adams, and Andrew Jackson.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. It makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Al's Flowers and Gifts in Montgomery is hiring immediately for a part-time position in their floral operation. Must have a good driving record. Call 265-1125 for more information. Al's Flowers and Gifts, 265-1125. Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Throw an extra log on the fire tonight. It's going to feel good. Windy and cold, mostly cloudy skies. The overnight low temperature tonight down to about 33, but the winds will make it seem colder. Tomorrow, the sun is back out, but high temperature only in the upper 40s. We'll be down in the upper 20s, I think, Saturday night. Barely in the low 50s on Sunday. Still dry, but that next storm system brings in a cold, raw rain on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here. Some folks might call you customers, but at Capital Tractor, we're privileged to call you friends. You're the reason we go the extra mile in serving you with quality Kubota equipment. From our family to yours, thank you. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Everybody shut up.
You want love.
attraction.
Well, it's the shortening of a word or group before it's by a mission of a single letter.
Okay, now here's some notes. Syntax, you're always dangling. No X in espresso. Your participles dangling. But I don't want your drama. If you really want, leave out that Oxford comma. Just keep in mind that these are you. Are words not letters? Get it together.
Listen up when I tell you this. I hope you never use quotation marks for emphasis. You finished second grade, I hope you can tell if you're doing good or doing well. Better figure out the difference. Irony is not coincidence. And I thought that you'd gotten it through your skull. But what's figurative and what's literal? Oh, but just now,
you said
you literally couldn't get out of bed.
What?
That really makes me want to literally smack a crowbar up your stupid head.
This portion of our show is brought to you by The Lucky Spigot. We're that store in the strip mall that never has cars out front, yet somehow stays open. The Lucky Spigot.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Welcome to the big broadcast.
You can do it.
Yeah. Happy hour. Just tucked down to 3.1 FM WACB. Why don't we do an All Request Friday today?
All right.
Because I hate the news.
And here they are.
Come on, Jeb, dig deep.
Please clap.
Jeb is the poster boy for the type of Republican that needs to be ousted in 2022. It's amazing how things that can happen in the exact same place can have such divergent takes. Because what happened at the Capitol, and 99% of those people were there just to show support to the president, to say, yes, I believe this election was stolen. I believe it was stolen. And in an instant, when a flare was launched, according to Jeff Mallinson, who was there, witnessed, that's when things started happening at the Capitol building itself. I don't think that was part of the plan. But that was, it was insurrection, the whole thing. And now people that were there are getting fired from their jobs if they post anything on social media from it. Yet, Kamala, you know, knee pads, pee pads, mm-hmm. excuse me, both.
Yep.
Had nothing to say. In fact, Kamala was cheering on the rioters over the summer. Get out there. We need to be heard. Mm-hmm. All of them. All of these bastards were out there openly encouraging.
Who is it?
The flames in the city of Washington from the air. And right. Just an amazing, breathtaking.
You saw David Blackman's post with that photo up.
Yes. I put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
I said this was not an insurrection. This was a mostly peaceful protest.
Right.
And unfortunately, and I think we underestimated the number of people who sit there and get spoon-fed crap from the legacy media, who are all on the same page, all on the same boat, all owned by the same dark money sources.
Yeah.
It's stunning how many people believe everything they're told.
Well, I talked to a good friend of mine that's a realtor. He's up there. Well, he's actually on his way back. But he's been up there the last several days. And he was there. He wasn't at the Capitol. They were across the street. But he said, told me in the crowd, he said, you know, everything was peaceful. Everybody was having a good time. Just Trump supportees having a good time with each other.
Yeah.
He said, but you saw people that were coming through the crowd. He said, a guy came by us with a bullhorn, and he was screaming that Pence had given up. Pence had given up. So they had people in the crowd trying to stir them up.
Mm.
And he said, for the most part, people looked at him. They were strange. They just kind of steered away from him.
There was another lady on Dan's show today that said almost identical. I mean, she didn't say word for word, but she told basically the same story. People were there. They were asking other people, what state are you from? How did you guys get here? They were trying to get to know one another. They were all very friendly. And she said occasionally someone would run through the crowd and say, we're going to storm the Capitol at such and such a time. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. She said they'd just look at them.
Everybody
like,
look at
are
them
you
crazy.
Out of your mind?
Right.
So
it's very bothersome, of course. I'm like you. I'm just numb, tired of looking at it.
Yeah. Digesting the ramifications of this. Knowing that if... Look, it's like... what's her name? Emily Ratajkowski, the model, said if they can shut the president up on social media, anybody can be shut up and silenced. And they're going to come after us little fish next. You won't be allowed to post. You know, they've got the technology. They can recognize what you're posting, and they can take it down as fast as you put
it up.
Just
that quick. That's right. And then you're in jail, Facebook jail.
Yep.
Social media jail.
It's just a really, really scary time. And we have calls already. I don't know what I did to inspire that, but let's see what people have to say this afternoon, starting with Brandon.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So... I was reading an article in Epic Times, it just came out about 30 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
They have released video footage of Trump supporters screaming at the people at the breaking the windows. These are Antifa people, and you can see the fight. Like, they try to snatch the guy from the window, a guy wearing a MAGA hat, grabs the guy with the baton, and tries to pull him away from the window, and three dudes grab him from behind and pull him off the guy. And then... Later on in that same article, there is a guy they said was eyewitness to most of the initial break-in. He said that he overheard them talking about gather everyone up, that it's time to go. And later on in that same article, apparently the intel community knew about this. And they knew that Antifa were going to pose as Trump supporters and do something. So I wonder if the flare that set the whole thing off was the Antifa signal to go.
That's another question. What about the flare? Has that even been answered?
But you're not gonna see this. I can't even bring up Citizen Free Press right now. I don't know why that website's down. But your first thought is big tech is screwing with, you know, and it's just going to get worse. I saw a similar story that, in fact, Trump supporters were trying to pull people off, stop the attack. But you're never going to see that reported by the media. Everybody there was there to riot. But it's okay if we have a 15-day funeral and burn a dozen American cities down in honor of a drug addict. That's the country we live in right now. And if that doesn't scare the ever-loving crap out of you and piss you off, they think because they've been able to label this a certain way that we're just going to vanish. We're just going to meekly back off and oh, yeah, you're right, media. We should be glad that we have a dementia-addled president and a whore coming in right behind him. I'm sorry. That's how she got where she did. And that's a fact, not a theory. Political whore.
But like later on in the video,
prove me wrong.
Last part of it, they showed the Capitol Police opening the gate and basically ushering people in.
Mm-hmm.
It was strange.
Yeah, so I wonder if they were setting. I don't know what to think about the Capitol Police. Frankly, I don't know whose side they're on. They didn't seem to be very effective when they were burning the Capitol down last summer.
I don't think they were told to be effective. I mean, you know, because Trump offered to bring the National Guard in, and they refused.
So, yeah, that's true.
I mean, you know, I think it was all meant to be like this. They, you know, but hey.
It's a narrative. It's not news. It's a narrative.
Right. Right.
All right, Brandon, thank you.
Take care, bud.
Good starter call today. Thank you. Matt from Tallahassee.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How you doing?
Good. So here's my quick take on all that for the people that stormed the Capitol. I'm not condoning the action, but I'm going to say this. The Antifa people, you know, these people are completely quiet with all the peaceful protests, right? No bad words from the politicians.
Nope.
So you know what? If they get raided, I don't actually care. Two, if there were some Trump supporters in there, we tried every legal avenue that there was to do.
Yeah.
And they just wouldn't hear it. Not heard it and made a decision, just wouldn't hear it. Just said, we don't care. So if they were there and they went in, again, I'm not condoning it, but I ain't blaming them. So that's just long and short. What are we supposed to do at what point? So,
well, and
you know, they keep saying, well, we absolutely condemn all this, but. Well, you know what? I'm not even going to say that. I'm going to say, you know what? You probably had it coming. If you just cooperate, talk to people, listen, present a case, maybe that wouldn't have happened. So, anyway, there you have it, guys. Y'all have a great day.
You're right.
Thanks.
That's why, I mean, plane loads of people. I love the fact that Mitt Romney got on a flight from Salt Lake City to Washington that was filled with Trump supporters who called him a traitor.
Traitor.
Which is what he is.
Traitor. Traitor. Can you imagine how uncomfortable you'd have to if you're him, you're sitting on that flight? Because the lady came and talked to him at the gate, gave him a hard time at the gate, told him that basically he was a traitor then.
He's a piece of crap.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you know what? Before we can think about dealing with whatever the Democrats have up their sleeves, and it can't be good, we have to cleanse the Republican Party.
Oh, no doubt.
Of rhinos. That has got to be job one. These weak-kneed, you know, the people that wouldn't stand up for the president, the people that wouldn't decry the obvious voter fraud, the judges who refused to even hear the most obvious case of all, which was Pennsylvania. I mean, yeah, sure, there's videos of suitcases full of bets. None of that mattered. None of it. There was no, to them, there was no evidence. To us, whistleblowers, affidavits.
Remember the judge in Atlanta was Stacey Abrams' sister?
Oh, yeah. You know you're going to get a fair ruling.
Come on.
What was that?
Somebody was asking if we had seen the list of all of those who had gone to Epstein's Island.
With Justice Roberts?
That there's a list out there with names on it.
Well, Trump wants to declassify everything.
Yeah.
Including the Epstein stuff, the Clinton stuff. Sure.
She said it's on the on the internet, but I haven't seen it, but I haven't gone searching for it either.
But interesting too. I already see what the Democrats have right now are very slim majorities, and there are still a few with their heads screwed on straight, knowing there's a bridge too far in their plan from the radical end of the party. And, you know, I don't know why I didn't think of this sooner. Why the hell is West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin a Democrat? He's more Republican than a lot of Republicans in the United States Senate. He's already said he's not going to support Joe Biden's massive. And if he doesn't, and the Republicans stand together on it, it's not going to, you know, Joe could be looking at early failure. So why not recruit him into the Republican Party? Then we get the majority again.
Because didn't Vernon Jordan came over, didn't he?
Yeah, no, there have been others too. And he was one of the most critical of the weak-kneed Republicans. That's got to stop. I mean, as crazy, as goofy and wide-ranging as Democrats are, from a Manchin to an AOC, that's a long leap.
That's strange.
Ideologically there.
Yeah.
But when they have to stand together, they do. And when Republicans, when your president needs you behind his back.
Or nothing, or crickets.
Yeah, because they're worried about media and all that other stuff.
Well, they're worried about reelected. I got to get reelected.
Put an Alice Cooper song on and satisfy yourself that way. Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. A lot of folks with this weather. I was talking to the boss downstairs, working on some home improvement. And given that the average family spent an extra 750 hours in their residences just this last year, and it's likely to continue, things getting a little bit beat up. You want new flooring? Georgia Floors Direct is the place to go for a real wholesale price on all styles and types of flooring. Carpet, hardwood, laminate, tile, you name it, they got it. Their own team of installers, everything at a wholesale price brought into their giant warehouse straight from the manufacturers, with Jeff Mallinson and his team ready to help you navigate that initially very overwhelming number of choices you have. The Lord of the Laminates, that's our buddy Jeff. Visit Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's or look them up on Facebook. It's 321.
Sinclair's has been offering the finest dining experience in the River Region for decades. What keeps people coming back? We decided to find out for ourselves.
I like Sinclair's because it's a great atmosphere and they have some of the most awesome food that you can have. The steak and seafood is very good. It's always cooked to your order and it's phenomenal.
But is that all? Even the pickiest eaters choose Sinclair's.
You can get the Mama Spaghetti Pie, or if you're on a salad, you can get something fresh. They have tons of salad choices. You can get steak, you can get a different type of seafood, a fish salad, fish plate, veggies and fish. They have everything. Even the meat and three options during lunch are great.
Perfect for parties, birthdays, anniversaries, and those crucial first dates.
If I was going out on a date and somebody took me to Sinclair's, I would be pumped. They have a great selection of wine. They have a great bartenders who take care of people, have great cocktails, and the food is superb.
Sinclair's Fine Dining is ready to serve you for lunch, brunch, and dinner. Visit them today at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Road. Sinclair's.
It's switching season, that time of year when you say goodbye to slow, expensive internet and hello to super fast internet from WOW. Now starting at just $29.99 a month. It's the most wonderful deal of the year from the most wonderful provider in town. But hurry, switching season ends soon. Get super fast internet with no contracts for just $29.99 per month. And find out how you can get a $200 Visa card at WOWWay.com. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. Offer subject to change. Contact WOW for full details.
You're out to dinner, in a meeting, or with friends, and you feel it. Gas, bloating, or abdominal discomfort. Did you know that these could be caused by imbalance of bacteria in your gut? No matter what happens, you need the pro. That's where Align Probiotics come in. Developed by gastroenterologists and backed by over 20 years of research, Align Probiotics contain a strain of live, good bacteria that helps soothe your occasional digestive upsets with continued daily usage. Align puts the pro in probiotics. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
Our biggest storage event just got stronger. The Store More, Save More event going on now at the Home Depot. Get the exclusive 77-inch Husky welded I-beam steel shelving for just $179. It now holds up to 10,000 pounds. Plus, it's the only steel shelving with a full lifetime warranty. Find more Husky steel shelving online at HomeDepot.com. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Limited time only. Events and dates vary by store. Claim based on 2,500 pounds per shelf when evenly distributed. See store for details.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Eddie Bader, would it be fair to say that our next talker, our caller, is an electrifying guest?
I believe so, yes, sir.
It's the first time we've done it this way, and we want to welcome Dr. Anthony Harper.
Yes.
Doctor, good afternoon, and welcome to Happy Hour.
It's great to join you, Greg, and I was reading some information about your experience with this group called Sticks.
Sticks! Yeah, I did work with them for 2.5 years in the mid to late early 70s.
Yeah, I was with a member of the Sticks band in eastern Idaho. I had picked up this Sticks person with the band, take him to a guitar shop to get some guitar strings.
Hmm. Would that have been Tommy Shawn?
That was my interest in the Sticks. I just thought I'd bring that up, just as a side note, but... some serious issues at the White House, Greg.
I understand you were at the event Wednesday.
I was at the U.S. Capitol Wednesday, also at the Ellipse. Prior to that, there was a large crowd that turned out, and very alarming about what happened at the U.S. Capitol. I believe that there was something that was going to go wrong, and the Capitol Police weren't prepared for it.
Well, generally, I mean, I was there when there were about 1.2 million, 1.4 million back in 2009, and the Capitol Police had nothing to do because nobody, we didn't have Antifa then. We didn't have outside infiltration into the group. We just celebrated America for a whole day, and everybody went home and had a good time. Not one arrest, and not so much as a wad of gum on the Capitol Mall.
Right, very, very disturbing about what happened when I was there watching that group of people, storm the Capitol.
Did you see, by the way, did you see a flare near the Capitol Dome that was shot up almost as if it was a signal?
I didn't see that. There were a couple of flash things, explosions, you know, and I thought, you know, police were going to start firing on people for this. And so I was at a safe distance away doing a news report, but it was just right around the, I was just right across the street from that. And it's very troubling.
Yeah. Look, I got a sick feeling in my stomach. I've had it, well, since the first week of November, but even more so in recent days. Knowing how this is going to be narrated through the media, but what's your take? What is your take?
Well, you know, my concern is the mainstream media really doesn't want to address this issue of Antifa infiltrating, and especially Schumer and Pelosi don't want this narrative to accept this, and also, you know, assault President Trump even more, and a lot of crazy things that are going on here. I would really, really say there's a real strong spirit of confusion here, and attempt to who, undermine.
Well, let's go with that. Who's confused, and what are they confused about?
Well, Schumer and Pelosi are confused. I don't think they're in touch with reality at all. But you know what's really at stake is I bring to this. The issues of the concerns for evangelical Christians and Orthodox Jews, mm-hmm. The issues about right of life and liberty, the pursuit of happiness, the state and the Declaration of Independence, and really the contrast between Biden and Harris and Trump and Pence on the matters of Israel, about the issue of abortion, about lives of children and religious liberty, sanctity of marriage.
Let me ask you this. Trump did some amazing things involving Israel. Jerusalem is now the capital. Peace treaties and so forth. In my having read some of the anti-Semitic rhetoric coming from the left and the Democrats, what kind of a threat does this Biden-Harris administration present to setting back the progress that was made the last 4 years?
A tremendous threat. I talked to an Israeli reporter, and he said that most of Israelis, probably about 80%, have a hatred for Biden and Obama. We see that, you know, Obama and Biden, their policies and their deal with Iran, they don't trust the Biden-Harris administration, and the Abraham Peace Accord goes out the window with their administration. And I think that they could be labeled very quickly as anti-Semitic, and this is going to go really bad for them the first day of their administration. They were to be in office there. Of course, there's a lot of concerns whether they're really going to be in office. Some are hoping that President Trump could do something about this matter.
But there's nothing going to happen.
In light of a communist, a socialist takeover of America to undermine our Constitution, I see that we're really in serious trouble, and I hope that President Trump and Vice President Pence get through this crisis. Our nation will, but Biden and Harris just don't have no understanding what the soul of America is. You've heard
You can say that about 99% of the people that occupy an elected seat in D.C. Mm-hmm. I appreciate your call, Doctor. We got to take our bottom of the hour break. Stay in touch with us.
Sure will. Thanks for letting me join you. Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, by the way, Mo Brooks just announcing, this is also pretty electrifying, Congress was briefed on Antifa infiltration on January 6th at that protest.
Oh, really?
Congress was briefed.
Hmm.
They were there. They're the ones that, look, at no point with all of those people in 2009 or 10 was there ever even a hint the part of the plan was to storm the building, to break through the barriers. And they've already identified some of the people from Antifa who did right. that.
Yeah. Like the guy with the Antifa tattoo there on his hand in the picture?
Yeah. I mean, that's
I'm a Trump supporter. This is my Trump tattoo.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeez.
Don't forget, when you have a need for any type of electrical work or installation, to call the best certified master electricians at Mr. Electric. By the way, when you bring out the best, that doesn't mean you're paying ridiculous prices. I think their pricing structure is incredibly fair. And for the result you get, absolutely worth every penny. When you need work done, call them. They'll come out, give you an upfront price on the work you need done. That is what you will pay. There's no games, no gimmicks, and everything from the estimate to the actual work is done at your convenience. They respect your time, which is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Since many, like my cable company, don't give
do them. Not.
No, they don't. Call them at 245-1566, 245-1566. You cannot go wrong with these people, I promise you. MrElectric.com for more information. Our first look at the roads at 3:32. We're actually running on time this afternoon.
Yay.
Something's wrong.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic. Well, it's a typical Friday in Montgomery. We are busy already on the boulevards, especially Southwest Boulevard at I-65. East South Boulevard, Troy Highway down to Baptist. We're congested on the Eastern Boulevard around I-85. And we've got a lot of outbound traffic from downtown on Madison Avenue and Norman Bridge Road outbound. I-65 at 85. Busy through downtown Montgomery, but no accidents. Nothing reported into us so far. Just buckle up. Drive carefully out there, all right? Bad credit? You trapped in a title loan on your auto? Well, get out of it. Call MCS in Wetumpka and get a real loan with affordable monthly payments. 567-9000. That's 567-9000. NMLS 232876. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24-7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24-7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24-7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hey, it's Angel from Beauty and Beyond, and I want to recommend Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs. During this coronavirus pandemic, we have continued to advertise on Blue Water Broadcasting, and it has helped keep traffic coming to our location. We would like to thank the city for the support, and we also recommend that you use Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis
Esku with Alabama News Network. Governor Kay Ivey and the Alabama Department of Public Health announced ADPH will provide COVID-19 vaccinations for people 75 years or older, first responders, including law enforcement and firefighters. That's by appointment only and goes into effect January 18th. ADPH and others are warning of a scam with people being told they can get the vaccine in their home. This is a scam, and anyone who is contacted about an offer for free in-home COVID-19 testing or vaccinations should immediately end the contact. You can report these type of calls to the Attorney General's Consumer Protection Hotline at 1-800-392-5658. As temperatures are expected to dip below freezing, the city of Montgomery is opening a warming center at Montgomery Therapeutic Center at 604 Augusta Avenue, Saturday at 4 p.m. for anyone needing a warm place to go. Masks, cots, and warm blankets will be provided. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Throw an extra log on the fire tonight. It's going to feel good. Windy and cold, mostly cloudy skies. The overnight low temperature tonight down to about 33, but the winds will make it seem colder. Tomorrow, the sun is back out, but high temperature only in the upper 40s. We'll be down in the upper 20s, I think, Saturday night. Barely in the low 50s on Sunday. Still dry, but that next storm system brings in a cold, raw rain on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Time Life presents the perfect music collection for these times. The news and turn up the tunes.
I'm leaving on a jet plane.
It's a great getaway as you break away from the world's reality.
I want to make the world turn around.
Order now and receive a collection of calming water sounds like babbling brook, ocean waves, and refilling toilet. Time Life Music. Get away from the world. Order now.
And make the world go away.
Hey, nothing's going to change in the next 24 to 72 hours, so if we can make the world go away for you with one of our fine collection of humorous or satirical bits, let us know at 272-9228, 272-9228.
You never know about nothing happening. Could be a very...
What do you think is going to happen?
Could be a very eventful weekend.
Like what?
I don't know.
Why are the jackboots in D.C. out today? What the hell are they expecting?
What are jackboots?
Cops with boots up to their ass.
Combats. A little late now. They're trying to do a show of force, but it's a little late now.
I mean, if Congress was briefed on an Antifa infiltration on the 6th, where were the D.C. police? Why were they not anticipating the same thing? Because... it just seems wherever Antifa shows up, there's going to be fire,
right,
and hell.
I read an article today that FBI let them know and told them, hey, we can help you guys out. And Washington police said, nah, we got it.
Let's see. We were not pre-coordinated or asked for support by the Capitol Police. They have to ask and request the support.
Of the National Guard?
Yeah.
Right.
So
but
it says.
You've got Capitol Police, you got Washington Police, you got the FBI there, you got... Secret Service. Doesn't Secret Service in that building, aren't there a few people that get some Secret Service?
You think.
Shit.
Well, look at our intelligence community. Yeah.
Russia.
How about Fat Bill? Bill Barr is already out. Oh, God, what a disgusting fat ball of turd he is. And, of course, then there's the story of Ashley Babbitt, the lady that was shot and killed.
I'd still like to know more about that.
Well, from the Epic Times... comes this story. 28-year-old Thomas Baranyi gave a recount of what happened. A reporter from CBS affiliate WKRG interviewed him after he stormed the Capitol. Again, this is the Epic Times now, not the New York Times. with protesters and Ashley Babbitt, the woman who was shot and killed by police. The reporter asked him how he got blood on his hand. Quote, "We had stormed into the chambers inside. There was a young lady who rushed to the windows," he said. "A number of police and Secret Service were saying, get back, get down, get out of the way, and she did not heed the call." He said he tried to pull her back when she got fatally shot. You know, it's funny. They didn't give those kinds of calls or shoot anybody when they were burning and looting D.C., New York, or any other place. And other than broken windows, what other damage was done?
What?
I was hoping somebody would crap on Nancy Pelosi's desk chair.
Well, I saw a little bit of looting in there.
Was there?
Yeah, but
what's there to loot?
Here's a laptop
or something.
Well, they stole Nancy Pelosi's podium. But here's a thought.
They didn't get out with it.
Right, I don't think they got out with it. But here's a thought. Okay, if all those people rushed the Capitol building.
Right.
When they finally got them to leave, why didn't they handcuff every one of them on the way out the door? What was holding them back? By then, there was plenty of police present. Should have been plenty of handcuffs.
Mm-hmm. And they had them corralled.
Right. I mean, they're right there. Instead, all right, you guys go, and we'll come arrest you later on.
Or we'll arrest the true Trump supporters.
Right. Why didn't they arrest every one of them on the way out? Did the guy with the buffalo head, did you ever see it? Did he get arrested?
Not that I know of.
Right.
He must be the big chief of Antifa and above and beyond.
They were either complicit or they were incompetent. Talking about the Capitol Police and the D.C. Police, whoever was in on it, whoever opened the barriers and let all the people come in.
And right, we've seen videos of that.
And that one cop, you know, who saw the people coming up the stairs and he was backing up the stairs and he picked up a bat or kind of a nightstick was laying there.
Right, his little baton.
I'm like, what's up with that?
A little more from this Baranye. Who wanted to make the tragedy of Ashley Babbitt known. Just make sure people know, because this cannot stand anymore. This is wrong. They don't represent anyone, not Republican, Democrat, Independent, nobody. And now they'll kill people. When asked who he's referring to, he said police, congressmen, women, they don't care. I mean, they think it was a joke. $2,000 checks was a joke to them. You know, there's people filming us, laughing at us as we march down the street at the Department of Justice. There's a man in the window laughing at us while filming us, and it's a joke to them until we got inside. Then all of a sudden, guns came out. But, I mean, we're at a point now, it can't be allowed to stand. We have to do something. People have to do something, because this could be you or your kids. And that's from the Epic Times. And while I'm still numb from all of this. I'm just numb. I don't think what happened, and I don't care how the media describes it, I don't think it changes one thing as far as what Trump supporters believe. And, you know what, all of a sudden they're going to go, we were wrong about this. No, you're right, the elections were clean and on the up and up, and
no,
people that are currently
more doubling down now than ever.
Yeah, they earned their way in legitimately. Here is Dana.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
All this has just given me a massive headache, and I'm so glad it's Friday afternoon.
I know. Me too.
But, so I've got a friend who lives in Maryland. He's career military.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that the scuttlebutt up there was that the D.C. mayor told D.C. police to stand down the entire time the quote-unquote Trump supporters would be in town.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, I mean, there is video of the Capitol Police letting people into the building, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, and my thing is, who's in charge of the Capitol Police? Because it was blamed on President Trump that he wanted his supporters to go in there and, of course, you know, the Democrats. So he told them to stand down. But I believe they answered to someone else.
What have we learned? We learned that if a Democratic congressman gets anal warts, it's Donald Trump's fault.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter.
If he cured cancer, the Democrats would complain that doctors were going to go out of business.
Exactly. I've said that before. Yeah, you're right.
It is the truth.
And never mind the same a-holes that openly mocked him for saying we'll have a vaccine by the end of the year. Now that it's there, no credit for any of this. No credit for it. And a lot of these lefties have 401ks that have doubled or better during Trump's time in office. Saw him, after it collapsed, bring the market back, get people back to work when they were hoping, literally, for 30% unemployment. They wanted another Great Depression.
Yes. I was told, why do you care so much about a 401k? That's, well, I would like my children and grandchildren's future to be better than mine was, you know, my now past was. I want them to have a better whatever. And one of the biggest problems I have with these socialist liberal Democrats is when you get them backed in a corner and they have nothing to come at you with when you're giving them facts, is they start name calling. I'm an overweight person, and I was called fat. I said, please tell me something I don't know, honey. Give me something.
Right.
You know, it's ridiculous.
Appreciate your call.
Thanks, hon.
Dana.
Thank you.
I hope we help. 272-9228. Michael.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the movie The Gladiator with Russell Crowe?
I certainly know of it. I have never watched it because, unlike Joey, I don't like gladiator movies.
Okay. Well, there is a pivotal scene where Russell Crowe's sitting down eating with a group of his men, and one of his men tells him a truth that applies today. And he said, they can't kill you until they kill your name first. And this is exactly what's going on. They're trying to put the death nail in the coffin of Donald Trump's name.
Right.
And not only his name, but conservatives as well. They are trying to kill the name before they try to do the final death blow.
You are absolutely correct. That's how they're going to work it. And they're going to literally try and instill fear in people who put his name or a story about him on Facebook or use it on social media.
Mm-hmm.
You watch the power that big tech wields. They will literally make him vanish to whatever extent they can. I mean, it's like Emily Ratajkowski said, well, if they can take the president of the United States off social media, you think they're going to stop and worry about me or anybody else? They won't. Thank you for the call. I have some good breaking news from Larry Stevens.
What you got?
Kaiser Fine Furniture.
Yes.
Got in truckloads of furniture today.
Awesome.
Now, why is this significant? I'll tell you why.
I know why.
Okay, why?
Suzanne and I went there about 2 weeks ago.
Mm.
Met all the sales lady that you brag about.
Yeah, Cheryl and Dale and
they
Stella.
They told us, look, come back in about a week. We're going to get truckloads in.
Uh-huh.
They said our inventory is low. So I'm glad to hear that because now Suzanne and I will be going back this weekend.
This is a big heads up, and I'll tell you another reason why. My daughter is going to be renting her spare room to an intern at the zoo.
Good idea.
She needed to go get a bureau and a nightstand. Nothing. There was nothing. And then when she finally found a couple of acceptable pieces.
Yeah.
Well, we can deliver that in three and a half weeks. That's crazy. Kaiser, by the way, you'll save in so many different ways. And you did mention the Mount Rushmore of furniture experts.
Yes.
Stella, Cheryl Pitts, Dale Thornell.
It's miles and miles of furniture in there.
And they are now fully stocked.
Awesome.
So you don't have to worry about taking weeks. You can go there later this afternoon. Stop by now. Stop by tomorrow. A great selection with immediate delivery. And by the way, if you spend $2,000 or more, qualified customers can get a Synchrony account at 0%. And when they total it up, it's 8.25% on the sales tax because Kaiser Fine Furniture is beyond the 10% taxicals of Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them. Selection, service, An immediate delivery right now. Kaiser Fine Furniture, 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. When it's time to hire an agent to help market and sell your home, or have an agent help find you a home, how do you choose the person you will contact? According to the National Association of Realtors, the number one reason millions of Americans choose to do business with a realtor was reputation. You want someone you can trust with your home and trust with your private information in purchasing a home. Going on Zillow and hope the agent has these credentials is a very risky bargain. You don't know anything about their background, education, or competency. Here at the Goodson Group, you'll receive the best agents the River Region has to offer and a broker that has over 43 years of experience. Trained, vetted, experienced, honest, thoroughness, and the integrity are the qualities people look for and expect at the Goodson Group. Call Bo at 221-2883 or 551-0225. Get the very best person by your side.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/private. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/private. That's forhims.com/private for your free online visit. forhims.com/private.
It's January 8th, the greatest day ever. On the 8th of January in 1946, an 11-year-old Elvis Presley was given his very first guitar. That small birthday gift from his mother would lead to the biggest contribution to American pop culture. Japanese Elvis impersonators.
Arigato. Arigato venomage.
Have a great January 8th, the greatest day ever.
And a happy 86th Elvis birthday to Legal Eagle and local heartthrob, yes! Chad.
Isn't it great that I got to hear the Japanese Elvis impersonator? Man. Well, Greg, it's been a tough couple of months, hasn't it?
I talked to the boss before I came upstairs today, and I said, I can't even tell you how I feel right now.
Yeah, I think everybody's kind of numb. And you know, I'm just going to state my observation. We're having the results of social and moral collapse that's now, it's in the churches, it's in the institutions, it's in the government, it's in the presidency, the judicial office, the legislature. Corporations are now, you know, silencing people, the big tech, et cetera. We got some hard times ahead of us, and I think... Let's have our good hard cry until the 20th, and then let's put our big boy pants on, because really what it's going to take, Greg, is we're going to have to build our own organization from the ground up, our own companies that don't censor. We're going to have to build our bench. We have a pretty good bench of conservatives out there, and they have a message, you know, to put across. We're never going to get a fair shake from the mainstream media, so we need to create our own media or support the existing media like Newsmax, OAN, Talk Radio, places where we can get our message out. Because over time, Facebook, Twitter, and all them, they're eliminating all of us.
Yeah, right?
They don't want a viewpoint anymore. And you know, this bull crap about Biden, you know, wanting to unify everybody. They don't want to unify anybody. Yeah, they are about being a steamroller and getting their policies in. And Biden and the extreme left know they have 2 years to do as much damage as they can possibly do.
And they will.
And we need to know that, right? We need to know that. But we survived Barack Obama, and we're going to survive 2 years or 4 years of Biden, whatever the case may be. And but we just all need to stay strong, right? We all need to depend on each other. And you know, if you have to lay low for a while and not post all your political stuff on Facebook or whatever, then just do that. I mean, eventually the pendulum swings, and when it swings as far as it's swinging now to the left, it's going to have just as hard a swing going all the way back. You've lived long enough to see it.
Yes, I have. No, I'm confident in that. I'm just frustrated. We got to do it again, and I blame and
blame. I know.
The
I know.
Rhinos, the rhinos who did not do what they should have done in 2016 when they had both chambers and the White House.
Right.
Shame on them forever.
Right.
And
well,
those guys,
you know, the cowards
need to be removed.
Yeah, political cowards will always show their face when trouble arises, and there were a lot of political cowards. Now, I'm just going to tell you, I don't make any excuses for people who commit criminal acts, and there were plenty of people who did when they, you know, climbed the walls and broke into the Capitol and so forth. And not all of them are Trump supporters. A lot of them are just basic agent provocateurs. But there were Trump supporters that did that, and that's disappointing. That's so, I understand their frustration, but that's something we cannot do, because now what you've done is those folks have handed over the narrative to our enemies.
Yes, they have.
And our enemies will be playing that video over and over again. Doesn't matter how many times the left has blown up Portland and Seattle and Milwaukee and all the other places. They're never going to show that.
No.
You know, they're going to show this. I mean, it's all about right-wing white fascists and all this other kind of crap, which none of us are. I mean, I knew people, just families that were up at that celebration up there, you know, and just good people, working folks, you know. They didn't break into the Capitol, but now they're completely plastered, you know, with the whole, you know, meme. And we're going to have to work hard to win back, you know, our reputation on this thing. And that's kind of the bottom line there. There's no, you know, everybody needs to understand there is not an easy out here. We have to work. You know, we have to work. You know, it's kind of like my wife, you know, is a lawyer, right? She always would tell me I had to work twice as hard as male lawyers so that I could prove that, you know, get the respect that I needed. That's what we're going to have to do with Democrats. We're going to have to work twice as hard to get the people to come to us.
No, we got the numbers. We got the numbers.
We got the numbers.
It won't be just a handful doing most of the work. That's something positive, but I agree. And I got to run because we're at the top of the hour.
All right, my friend. You guys have a great weekend.
Thank you, Chad.
You too.
I need everybody else to hold for a moment. I know a lot of people with this delightful weather. I did my bike ride today.
You did?
Good for you.
I did my bike ride today. Did a full route, too.
All right.
And turning into the west was a real brisk slap in the face. But did it stop me? No.
Good.
It's funny, you know, you talked about what you post on Facebook and stuff. You know what gets reaction? Me making an omelet this morning. That's
actually, it was pretty good. I watched that myself.
Yeah.
And your little boys double scooper with their scarves.
Yeah, my little Manchum-weeniums.
Incredibly cute.
Hansham and Manchum. But if you're ready to spruce up the place, and again, not just, like we mentioned, flooring and furniture that took a beating last year, I noticed our walls in the house. They need to be redone. Eddie knows from experience you want the best possible paint on those walls, and we're going to be visiting Charles Bubba Turner and John Lee Paints, 41 Coliseum Boulevard. We're going to ask them to help us pick out a color. We're going to bring pictures of the interior of the house from